Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, shalom, welcome. Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, your host, spiritual mentor, and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power, to bring your gifts out to the world and to shine. All from love, no fear. And hello to my wonderful co-host, Gina Ann. Hello, Gina.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Y'all is doing very well. Gina is a spiritual intuitive counselor, and she is a children's book author. Mm-hmm. She wrote several books featuring Jojo, or Jojo.
Jojo.
Jojo is your inner child, really.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah, and there's something playing in the background. Yeah, there you go. Our phones.
It was dual.
This is dual. It's like
it was like stereo.
Stereo, yeah, that's right. Like So welcome to here. Thank you, Gina, for embracing this studioic time.
No, thank you for inviting
me.
It's always a pleasure to come here.
It's always fun.
And see what happens or what pops up. That's what I love.
Exactly.
There's no script.
No script. This is unscripted. I mean, we have some ideas, you know. Make it sound like it's unscripted, but it's really unscripted. It's just, you know.
But a lot of times we don't discuss. We just go.
Like, we didn't talk today about what we're talking, right?
No, we just came in and we're just winging it.
Well, yeah, kind of thing.
Winging it with you all.
But this is an empowerment program, really. And my intention, and really the intention of this program, is to empower you, to empower us, because we are all going through the same feelings, the same experiences, just with different stories. Everybody has a different story. Everybody has a different approach and a different take on things. And so we encourage you and we invite you to call and to ask questions regarding anything that you might be going through, if you want to share anything. And we're talking about relationships and communications, where the foremost is coming from a place of love.
Correct.
Coming from a place of acceptance. The phone number here should be on the screen on top. It's 323-203-0815. You know,
that's a really good, I just want to touch, it is important. This show is about connecting with you. So we really do want your input and your thoughts and feelings and questions. And we're here to listen or assist or guide based on our experience. You're a healer, or you don't like the word healer, a spiritual mentor, but you have clients that dealing with.
We both do. I have clients that people that come from different walks of life, and usually it'll start with a sound session, because a sound session will break the barrier initially. Sound, where all the energy, everything is energy, so all made out of frequencies, and when I apply frequencies and sound to your body and through your ears and through feeling the vibrations of the balls or whatever we're dealing with voice, then there is healing. There is healing being done. There is release of toxins. There is reconnection, right, to our source. So,
and it's fantastic. I've done it, and it's amazing. And I'm very sound sensitive. I mean, I was one of those children that didn't like fireworks or going to the circus or.
You still don't like going to the circus.
I don't.
So.
I like to create my own circus. But it was very, very helpful, and I was very tentative and not skeptical because I know how gifted he is, but I was a little nervous going in. And why do we do these things? Why do we do these sessions? For me, it comes from trauma, and I feel that we treat trauma like an illness, and it's actually an injury. And we may or may not be the cause of our trauma, but it is our responsibility to heal it. And because if we don't, then we could bleed on others that don't cut us.
That's true. No, it's trauma. So if we look at a circle is a representation of a whole. Since all the time, it was a representation of a wholeness, circle. So half of the circle is a trauma, and the other half is the healing of it, is the healing of the trauma. Mm-hmm. And when they both come together, there is healing. If they don't come together, then the trauma tries to heal. To heal itself, and it's like looping around. It's like, right. And we keep doing the same. I was going to say mistakes, but there are no mistakes really. There are no mistakes really, because everything that we're doing is teaching us, or something that is there that we haven't seen before. We haven't made a choice to make a different choice.
Right. Exactly. So for me, how I see it, and I think this is based on the education and the experiences, trauma. We sometimes look at trauma as a memory. But it's actually a reaction. And so when we're triggered, you know, by this, it's important to pause and know that we're not our thoughts and feelings. For example.
Well, if you know that you're not your thoughts and feelings, then.
We have to acknowledge our thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm. But for example, we're not the song we're singing, right?
We're not the story we're telling.
Correct. Yeah. Or if we're the sky, we're not the weather that's happening in the sky.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, you know, and this is what the basis of how I am with my clients. I go to the root, which for me, the root is always the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
Because that's the beginning of life. And starting at that point is how you clear it.
Yeah.
I love the inner child.
I believe in going into the root. I don't like to beat around the bush or to go around the mountain. I like to go through it, you know? Yeah. And it's like, because... You know, we can look at situation that is happening, or how we are reacting versus responding, and mm-hmm. and we can say, oh, you know, we can try and look at the symptoms and why this person said what they said, or why they're upset with me, or all these kind of, instead of going down deep into the root of things, and in relationships, you know, going it down. This is really what it's all about, relationships.
Right.
Going down deep into the abyss.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you don't go deep, you go to the surface, and it's like you're putting things under the rug. Well, pretty
soon, come up again.
The dust is going to pile up, and you're going to trip.
Or it'll stink.
It depends what you're putting under the rug. That's a lot of shit,
yeah,
right?
It's either
dust or shit. Sorry. PG audience.
No, it's all good. But
you have to say that we're live.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Can't say anything else. Lou is watching. Hi, Lou.
Hello, Lou. I don't see who is watching.
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, you're special. Oh, I see. Okay. All right, fine. That's fine. That's why she's here, because she's special.
That's we're all special. But I'd like to know the thoughts on trauma. And we didn't even talk about this. This is just, it came up.
Yeah.
You said something in it. Boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like those little brain clouds that come up. Those little.
About trauma.
Trauma just came up. And I'm like, I think we're all experiencing trauma. I think what's happening in the world is very traumatic.
Yeah.
With the children, with the teens, with the adults, with around globally.
What is happening is trauma. And you know, the thing is that many people don't know that. They are in trauma within the trauma, and this happens many times when we are going through a shift, growing through a change, going through certain, you know, everybody's experiencing different goodbyes or you know, all these kind of things that you are going through it, but you really don't know that you're going through it until you went through it.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know what a great game is to get to the root?
Uh-huh.
Truth or dare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a great game to play with people.
Yes, absolutely. It brings out things that wouldn't come out otherwise, and right. you're saying them as if it's in the name of the game.
Right.
But it comes out in the name
more.
Of life. Yeah.
Yeah. Truth or dare? It's a great game.
Deuce or tear?
That's right.
Yeah. So this brings into because trauma. Is really tied into what I see many times into karma.
Mm.
Trauma is tied
into... In what way?
In what way? In, for example, going through abuse, right? As a child. I went through abuse as a child. I mean, many did. Not everybody, but many did.
Different forms.
Different forms. Yeah, but not every. You know, some did, some didn't. But we all go through some kind of. Anyway, going through that kind of abuse can manifest, for example, in relation, in picking a partner or picking a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, so if we were treated in a certain way, we're choosing many times something that either will mimic what we are familiar with, because we better deal with the shit that we know than the stuff that we don't know, right. And that's the beauty of thinking, going to things that we don't know with trust in ourselves, right. And in God and that the fact that everything is good for our journey, and or the other way around, or we pick somebody who is completely different.
But we don't know how to handle it.
We don't know how to handle it. It's completely different. But the thing is that we're making these choices many times out of fear. Mm-hmm. Out of fear for not having the same thing, God forbid. Or I'm going to have the exact opposite, God forbid, so I'll have something. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. You know, many times when and I've been to that movie before, the actor dies at the end, I tell you. you know, when there is an obstacle, I would get up and just leave, you know. I would just get up and leave. I'm just like, you know what? I don't. Then I find all the excuses why this. But I think the greatness of things is to shift within the situation. So, for example, if we are in a situation, if you are in a situation that is not comfortable, taking you to a place that is not comfortable, ask yourself the question: what are you doing? Do you just get up and leave, or do you work through what it is that you are in right now to shift your perception and to shift what you're familiar with, to shift what you know?
Well, I think it depends on the situation too. Sometimes it's better to walk away, you know, instead of engaging.
Well, but when are you doing this from? What space of walking away from? What space are you in when you make that choice?
Like, again, I think it depends on the situation. When, you know, what did Einstein say? You know, there is a difference between intelligence and stupidity. Intelligent people know when they're being stupid, but stupid people don't know they're being stupid. So you can't reason with insanity. So sometimes it's better not to engage. So it is better to walk away, to stand in your truth and know that if you engage,
I completely agree. No, I hear
but
you.
But going through the process is important so we don't bleed on others that don't cut us.
Yeah.
Because then we repeat the pattern. And it's so true. And look, if we reflect on all our lives, right? How we grew up. Sometimes we pick that partner like that.
That's true.
And then when it becomes so uncomfortable, that's when we shift.
So the question is, when you say we shift, now you're saying we're walking away, I get that. You know, you meet somebody on the street or you meet somebody new and they tell you blah, 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 boom. You know, you can choose, okay, I'm going to walk away because I don't, nevertheless, there is something there that is right. But I'm talking about, let's say you are with somebody. You're with somebody for a while and you realize this thing. So the thing is, you know, it'll be easier to walk away, which may be repeating certain patterns of walking away.
Running away.
Or run away! Remember Monty Python? Run
that's
away!
Right. Eric just commented. Eric. Hi, Eric.
Sometimes you have to step back. That's great. Eric says, sometimes you have to step back and get a better look at the situation. There is a Rabbi Jonathan Sacks passed away this year. It was great rabbi with great messages. And he talked about, and this is very, very, very interesting, the meaning of a system always lies outside of the system. When we are in the system, when we are in it, when we are in something, okay, many times we cannot see the meaning of it until we step away. It's almost like a memory, right? A moment. You know, this is the sentence of don't let a moment become a memory, because only becomes a memory, we suddenly value it, right?
Right.
And because
that's trauma. We see it as a memory, but it's really a reaction.
Well, it's a reaction, but, you know, a reaction to what?
To the trauma. So if I am triggered, or you are triggered, or they are triggered in something, we're going from that memory, but we're reacting off the memory, meaning we're not the song we're singing. So when you say we step back, sometimes taking that pause when we're triggered and thinking or feeling, okay, who does this belong to? Does it belong to me? Well, does it belong to the memory?
Yeah.
Does it belong?
Well, the memories, but the memory is ours. We are not the memory, but it's like I say, my memory. It's not I'm the memory, it's my memory. So the memory belongs to me. What I'm talking about is when we step away, let's say when we take breaks, okay. Many times there are breaks. So you're removing yourself from the, oh, we have a phone call coming. We're removing right. yourself from situation, and then we can really see what is happening. Now, so we're having a phone call. So let's see who's online. Let's see who's calling right. in. Hello. Welcome to Abracadabra. Hi.
Okay, this is Lou.
Hi, Lou.
Hello, Lou.
Hi, Gina.
Hi,
Juan.
Hello.
Okay, so I'm intrigued. This is my most intriguing thing. I'm in. I'll play truth or dare with you.
Yay!
You guys talked about trauma,
yes.
and you talked about truth or dare. I'm like, okay,
right?
That's where I'm intrigued. You got me. I'll play.
I gotcha. Yeah. You know I like games.
I know.
So
I have my finger on the end button, you know.
The truth or dare.
I have my finger.
He's scared.
On the...
I love it. Do it, Lou. Do it.
Well, I figured it's on the radio. Although I was like, ooh, I should change my name to Violet or something.
Violet.
Violet.
No, but Lou's an amazing, amazing intuitive as well, and so she does. I'm so glad you called in. Thank you for always supporting.
Well. I could hear you go, oh, hello, call me.
Yeah, I looked at you. I was telepathically going.
I got you.
Well, good. Well, what was intriguing about the trauma and the truth or dare, besides the obvious?
So I'm like, I'll play.
Okay.
You're like a great game to play with trauma, the mm-hmm. truth or dare.
That's
so I'm
right.
like,
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I think I know what my trauma is. Sometimes I don't, right?
Mm-hmm.
It all shifts. But I'm like, okay. Do I have to know my trauma for the game, or do we just get to play?
You get to play, but the trauma comes out.
It'll come out. It'll come out.
I get it. So that's where I'm going to be vulnerable
mm-hmm.
and invite you to ask me questions for truth or dare.
Okay. So tell me about you a little bit.
Yeah.
Lou?
Tell me. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Tell me a little bit about you, of you. What do you do?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I be really honest?
This is true.
No, lie.
This is a show where you lie on.
And then we put it in. And then we put the truth in the subtitles.
Exactly.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because I just read something actually like 5 minutes ago that said if you had no name and you let go of everything from yesterday, who would you be?
Oof.
What is possible?
So
I just got off reading that and serious like 5 minutes ago.
So that's your question. Tell me who you are without telling me who you are.
Okay. Well, ask her truth or dare.
Right, after truth or dare. Okay, so let me just go from this right now space. The trauma to me is the world's a bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here? What are we doing? And what is my contribution? So we've got all these people in the world, light workers, healers. I didn't know you didn't like the word healer. I'm like, okay.
I'm not
for or against it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the lot, I choose to believe there's more good people in the world than bad. And then so that is my trauma, right? In this moment, what are we doing here? And there's a trauma of a lot of fear that comes and goes. That makes sense. Is that
well,
is that give enough definitive?
Definitive no. Definitive no. But that's okay. You know, it's like there are many traumas. We go through different experiences in life, and each one has a different trauma. It's not like. Oh, the trauma. You know, there are many things that we go through. Some of them are harder. Some of them are lighter. So what are you doing for the world or for you? You know, because we are the world, right? Our
well,
body and our soul is a replica, a mini replica of the
we
world.
I believe we are all the consciousness, and there's free will choice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, honestly, I keep saying honestly, that's so funny. What comes forward for me is to have as much joy right now as possible.
Say again?
What is my contribution to the world right now? Is that what you asked me?
Yeah, but you just, your last sentence that you said, just repeat that. Joy.
I'm sorry, my connection with you isn't really clear. It's a little bit muffled, so I'm trying to listen intently. So what I thought you asked me is, what is my contribution to the world?
Yes, yes.
Okay. For me, it is to grab the energy of joy and hope that it will raise the vibration on the planet.
Well, you are. I can hear it in you. I can hear it. And the fact that you're connected with Gina it gives it alone. But I can hear that, and I can hear the desire and the yearning.
So I don't know if I'm going off subject of trauma, right? No. So that would be a sense of trauma, because is that enough? How do we help this world right now? How do we participate in the shift? Because for me, it's here. If anyone's wondering or guessing, I'm like, oh, it's here. So now what? And the trauma of being other people being hurt in other countries. And I don't know if I'm going off topic.
You're not.
No, I mean, everything is connected, you know. I see it divides into two. You know, you're looking at the trauma of that you're affected by external things, by external, and as hard as it can be, what's going on in other countries and everything, as hard as it can be, it's still external. It's in a sense external from you, but yet you feel that because of the connection that we are all energetically connected. So you feel that. So it is both external and internal. How does it affect you when you make, for example, a choice? How does it affect you? Are you coming from a place of thinking of you or thinking of somebody else?
Yeah, well, I think in general, I think most people are pretty empathic. So good question, right? Is the fear you're carrying yours or is it someone else's?
Well, and this is what Lou does all the time. Do you see how she diverts? She doesn't do it herself. And I want to apologize. I put words in his mouth that he doesn't like the word healer.
Here's about the word healer. Because, you know, things channel through, you know. It's for example, there are days that I don't feel that things are passing through. You know, I don't feel that. You know, and the thing is that I learned that if it's not there, don't try and force it.
But you do assist in healing.
Well,
therefore,
so in healing, assisting in healing. But the healer, you know, that is why I also have the little I in my name. You know,
yeah, it's humbleness. I guess.
Well, you know, beware, the I will trick you. You know, it's.
but this is typical Lou to divert, because she's one of the most loving and hold on, Lou. Yeah, I'm getting you.
Okay.
She's one of the most loving and giving.
I can hear it.
People on this planet.
I can hear it in her voice.
I've got chills.
No, I can hear it in her voice.
I mean, I got chills all over my body, because she is. I know her story. That's why I want you to answer. You don't know her story. I know her through and through.
I get that.
And she diverted off on people, but it's about her, and she needs to acknowledge. And she has helped people. She's been doing this work most of her life.
No, I get that. I can hear it through her voice. I can hear your compassion and kindness. And, you know, and many times what we do has to do directly with our own trauma. So, for example, if we're doing sound or energy or whatever that is that you're doing, children's books, right? The inner child. It's many times, if not all the time, correlating directly to our own personal trauma, to our own personal lack of something or ascending that place that we are so-called stuck in, you know. So it always has to do directly with our own trauma. So
Lou,
I agree. You know, I agree. I absolutely agree. And I actually have no judgment around healer either way, because for me, we all come in and assist, and the person who really has free will choice to change is the client, is the person working with you. We can offer. So So, but I agree with you.
So Lou, I have a question.
To you guys, and I'm like, huh, what is my own personal trauma? Is this related? Okay, I'm going to listen.
Yeah.
No. So Lou, truth or dare?
Well, before we go to truth or dare, I want to share with you. is she going to do truth or dare on us, or are we going to do truth or dare on her? We're going to do on her, right?
We could do either way. I like
it. I'm going to be vulnerable. I've agreed to be vulnerable with.
Yes,
so
we're going to do truth or dare on her.
Come forward.
I see. Well, you know, I mean, I can go off the cuff, but you know her better. So truth or dare her first, maybe.
Yeah. Well, we'll both answer. I do know her better, but I think getting from your perspective, who knows nothing of her. Truth or dare, Lou?
Oh, truth.
Okay. Do you want to ask or do you want me to ask?
Is somebody scaring you? Is there somebody that scares you?
Oh, good question. I'm going to just pause. My silence is a pause. Is there some
or something?
What comes up for me is the word trust.
There we go.
So I'm getting ready to send my daughter off to college.
Uh-huh.
And I trust her, but I don't trust other people.
Well, yeah, that's a natural, I think, mother
instinct.
That's
what comes up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trust, that was a good question.
Yeah, so you see, trust, we're all going through trust issues. We all have, at some point of our life, trust issues. We're just different. So trust, huh? Yeah, I hear you.
That's a really good question, because I'm going to tell you, I can feel that in my stomach. I can feel that in my stomach, and then I feel like I have a beehive in my head, the very crown of my head right now. It's like, and then trust. Do we trust that the world is going to be okay?
So let's focus on what you're feeling. You're feeling your belly and you're feeling your head. So you're feeling your belly. It is, you know, your power, your powerhouse, where the solar plexus is, right? And then your head is really your crown. Now you feel as busy. It feels like buzzing because they are connected. Everything is connected, right? But when we're talking about this thing with trust, it's your gut feeling versus your head. Your gut feeling says you one thing and your head tells you another thing. Many times our head is, while the neshama is in the pineal gland, that's where the soul really, that's where we connect. It's there, it tells you something, gives you a different reaction than what your gut feeling is. And you know, the when you're talking about sending your kid to college, try to go back to the most initial reaction that you had, that your body had to that idea. Because your body is your guide. You know, the mind is the pride. The body is the guide. So your body will always tell you first. Now, when the mind comes in, what you're experiencing is you're doubting. Is what I'm feeling is right, or should I compare it to other things? Well, now you have excuses. Well, should I do this? Should I do that? I didn't do that, so maybe I should postpone sending her. All these kind of things that can come in different shapes and forms. Right.
Right.
So it's interesting. It's interesting.
So is any of that released right now from just... This is all back to the trauma.
My head's not so fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about my head, it was like almost too much.
Yeah.
It was too much information. And then, my stomach, that's still present.
Okay. It's still there.
Because it hasn't happened yet of her going.
But it hasn't happened yet.
The unknown.
But I can relate that to the whole world.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's where the trauma is not an illness. It's an injury.
And
so we're going to treat the injury.
Right. And I would say the anger there.
Mm-hmm.
That's
part of the reaction.
Okay. The anger is, I've been doing this work most of my life. And I have been in service, and there's an immense amount of gratitude.
Which clients do you connect better with? Clients that come from which traumas?
gosh.
And I'm not saying it in a negative, you know, it's just, you know, some clients you have more.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying.
You get me.
My head goes poof. That's a good question.
Very good question.
I have a lot of relationships. I don't know.
Because,
I feel like I've such everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're asking me. It's not rape or abuse. I'm just going to say that. Lots of relationship entanglements of family, whether it's a lover or a mother-daughter. I would say relationship entanglements is the best way. I think both are
so the relationship. I see. So what place do you usually pick your relationships from?
What place do I think my relationships are in?
No, what place within you, which place you inhabit within yourself when you enter a relationship? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, where are you? Are you picking and choosing relationships based on any of these? Now that you are out of the system and looking at it consciously, are you picking them up from, oh, I recognize this, I like that?
Yeah, I hear what you're asking. All right, I think I picked most of my relationships, and a lot of them have shifted. I would say my relationships are pretty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm finding when I put my walls down and get out of the way, get out of the judgments of all that is, there's a whole lot more receiving. For my husband, for example, I'm like, whoa, he shifted. And I'm like, no, actually, I shifted.
There we go.
I put my walls down. I quit judging myself. I quit. I let go of a lot of my points of view, right, wrong, good, or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the flow of energy and the way I receive him, I think, has always been there. I can just receive it now.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So glad you called in, Lou. This is awesome.
Yeah. This is really great.
Truth.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Someone else is, truth or dare.
Isn't that great?
Truth or dare. It's really great. Yeah. It's really good. It's really just steering. It's really, we're just steering the pot. You know, we're not, you know, there's no, it's not a resolution of 2 seconds, you know, for whoever's listening. It's a process. So what I feel we're doing now is kind of like mixing the dish. Kind of, we're starting to move it, to kind of entice it, to poke it.
So thank you. And those feelings are gone. I feel like my legs are buzzy right now, but in a good way to get up and go.
Your legs are buzzy, so you can get run away.
And you know what? I think dealing through play. I mean, I love neuroscience when that procreates with the woo-woo. That's where the magic is. And so when you're in a state of play, you don't think about, oh, this is work, or I'm digging deep. Just a simple little game like that, you know? Or like I said last time, folding your arms. He was talking about them familiar to the fold your arms. Just fold your arms how you always do. Now, fold them the other way. You have to think about it, right? So, but pretty soon you keep doing it, it'll become the familiar. Hi, Noreen.
Yeah.
Noreen is watching.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you,
and for
Lou.
Calling, Lou.
Nope, super fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is great.
Yeah, and Monday Silver, thank you. He's watching from Toronto. Uganda.
From Toronto. Let me see.
Yeah.
I need my eyes. Oh, yeah. No, from Tororo in Uganda. Uganda. Close.
It's close. I looked at it really quickly. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's really great what Lou called, and I'm really happy that you called and shared. It is...
this is what it's about. This is, you know, everyone that calls in, everyone is learning from everyone.
So here's the thing. We're talking about trauma, and we automatically are, for the most part, many times we're talking about trauma that happened in our lifetime, right?
Mm-hmm.
In our lifetime. But many times we carry trauma from generations back. I've done... it's a healing method called Family Constellation, and it was invented by a guy named Bert Hellinger. And really, what it is a healing method that channels traumas or things that need to come up to the surface from generations back. from generations back. And what is happening is that we carry generational trauma for, and that's the karma, right? We carry all these certain negative things that keep repeating itself. That we repeat themselves. We make choices that are similar to these events that happened so long ago.
That's why it's important to, sometimes we have to reparent ourselves. We reparent ourselves. We take what affected our life, whether good, bad, there is no good and bad, and we reparent ourselves so we can, if we do become parents, parent our children. What we want is always the best for the next generation, and a great visual as well.
It's basically how it works, how we can make it work. It's let's say there's a group of people, and let's say you are, and it's your turn to go, and then you select each issue in your life you assign to a person. So you are my dad, you are the money, you are mom, you are this, and you place them in the room wherever you want. So it's a room, and you place them, you tell them wherever you want, and they can face you or they cannot face you.
Mm-hmm.
So really the orientation of their own body is revealing your relationship to that matter. So that person may start channeling, let's say my grandmother, or start channeling my relationship with money, or my relationship with women or with men, or right? And depends on how I subconsciously place them. Really is giving the facilitator enough indication as to what my relationship is.
Right.
Like, let's say if I put my mother very far in the room, right? If I put my mother very far in the room and turning her face away from me, you know, I'm, needless to say, I'm disconnected from that.
Right.
Right? And I don't even want to face that, right? I'm not ready for that. Right, so it's like I just noticed I'm stretching my arm, and the camera is just in your face.
No, but that's a great tool, and I always find it interesting. I have three brothers, as I always say. The family dynamic, we all see it from a different perception as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, we see it from different perspectives.
We were raised in the same household, but we see it from different perspectives, and we react or respond from that dynamic and perception, right?
Many times we react because it's family. It has to react. So, you know, we don't have to put a show many times, right? So it's a family.
But if I put my mom there and my brothers put my mom, it's a different perspective. It's a completely different perspective. But it's a completely different perspective. I love that game. I'm going to use that as a tool. Family constellation.
It's a whole healing method.
Yeah.
I learned it back in Boston when I was in Boston, and it's a whole way to work with people on, and you can do it by yourself, actually.
By
having different pieces of cloth and assign different things.
I don't mind playing with myself.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Playing is good.
Playing is always good.
Yeah, playing with yourself is good because you make the rules your own. And it's like,
right. It's like Monopoly. I always wanted to be the banker because so long, then I could get the game over with.
Yeah, you strip everybody off their...
Exactly. Park Place or get out of jail free card.
Yeah. You know,
I make jail fun.
You make jail fun. That's true. Yeah, yeah. If you get stuck in Monopoly in jail with her, you don't want to get out of jail. Yeah. So this is really so this falls into a very, you know, we're talking about karma, was, you know, not repeating. So many times we recognize that we did repetition of something after it happened, right?
For example, what do you mean?
Well, for example, if I made a choice that has to do with with picking somebody. For example,
a partner,
right? Many times you recognize or you start processing it afterwards. Oh, this is, right? We can always connect the dots after we do the journey, right?
Right.
So it's like, remember those I don't know, when I was a kid, there was these drawings that had only numbers and you had to draw a line from each number, right?
Yes.
So we can make sense only after we connected the dots.
To what it looks like.
Yeah,
right.
Only after we kind of drew.
Right.
So it's like, so that's the, many times we recognize that after the fact. Now, as far as a trigger, let's say I'm getting triggered by something, mm-hmm. right? Which is, you know, we all get triggered by something. So this is what I call trigger time, true time. It's the time from the time we got triggered, we got shut down, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. We got shut down for something or somebody said something, mm-hmm. to the moment that we realize that we were triggered. So it is from the time we got triggered, somebody says to us something, we shut down. And when I say shut down, everybody has a different shutting down mechanism, right? And then maybe it can take a few hours. It can take a whole day. It can take a whole night. And then we realize, oh, man, I responded that way. I was completely in that place of pain, in that place of not being seen, in the place of afraid of neglect or afraid of abandonment or afraid of all these rejection. Kind of things. Rejection. That's the moment that you realize that you were triggered. So trigger time until the truth time, until the time that you realize you were triggered. All this time between is the wound, is we are in that wound. We are in that place of wound. He did this to me. She did this. So she said this. He did this. How can he say that? How can she say that? What happened? Why can I not do that? Bam, bam, bam. All these things until the moment I realize that I was triggered. So all this time we are in this wound. But here's the thing: the more we practice on understanding that we get triggered, and that many times our triggers have to do with our trauma and karmic, totally. Then this time gets shortened.
That's the healing process. So we don't bleed on other people
exactly.
that don't cut us. That's why we're not the song we're singing.
Exactly. So it shrinks. Eventually, mm-hmm. you can make a choice and recognize where you are live.
Right.
Like we're doing now, like live.
Right.
You can, oh, I'm not going to go there because I got it.
Yeah.
You automatically remove ourselves from that emotional.
There's no editing
in
life.
There's no editing. No editing.
And that's how
great.
Our life is.
No
There's no editing in life. And again, the flood, we are the sky, but we're not the weather. But even if the weather comes, rain, heat.
We're still skying.
We're still skying. Whatever you want to do
we're
in the sky.
We're still skying. We're still paragliding.
Right? So, and it's sometimes, you know, it's difficult to take that pause.
Well, I think the beautiful thing is when it happens as it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, it happened to me many times. For example, I like with work or, you know, in relationships, you know, it happens where there are those times where I could sense that it is coming. I can sense that something is bubbling up. I can sense that I'm going to this familiar place of really, that then I will feel scheisse with myself, right? And I could recognize that. And that is the work. That is the work to, when you take a deep breath, feeling our belly, feeling my belly, you know, two or three of these, just to have a pause before the knee-jerk reaction.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to react. We want to respond.
Yeah, I want to kind of come from a place of here. And that's when Lou called and she was saying about her gut and her head. There are different ways. We're talking about instincts, so that it comes from the gut. It comes from, we feel our body is really our guide. But then sometimes when we are, before responding to something, our head may buzz. So it's like, take a moment because our soul is telling us something. And if you are having buzzing and if you hear head, did you know that if you hear head, ears?
Tinnitus?
Ear sounds, many times it is because you're going through a shift, right. A neurological shift.
Like tinnitus, yeah.
Yeah, you're going through a neurological shift that is actually, you may be aware of it, you may not be aware of it. We may do something now and I will have this ear ringing for something else that is tied to the concept mm-hmm. of how I'm looking at what we're right. doing right now.
Right. When my ear is itching, someone's talking about me.
Is your ear itching?
No, it's tingling.
Oh, it's tingling. So somebody's slapping you now.
They're fingering my ear. I don't know.
Fingering your ear. They're fingering your ear. Well, watch your fingernails because it can hurt.
Yeah.
If you have fingernails.
Fingernails, yeah, true.
Have to finger your ear.
But our body does show us. I feel like food is our remedies. So is our body. Our body tells us.
Exactly.
We just choose to ignore it.
Exactly.
And that's when you said stick with your gut. I love that. Your gut. That's what I taught my children. That sixth sense, that buzzing behind the neck. Always trust that first reaction. When you doubt, it's like a test. Go with that first one.
The first one. Bring yourself, if you're not sure, if you find yourself contemplating about something, should I do this? Should I do this? Should I do this? No, but this will be this, but this will be that. Try to bring yourself meditatively or whatever means that you can, bring yourself to the first feeling that you had when you were faced with this. The most first initial instinct. Like I wanted, I took this shirt today, right? Just, it could be as trivial as that. No, I'm going to put another color. No, this is black. No, this is dark blue. No, this is black. No, this is dark blue. You know, it's like...
Looks black to me, but to them it could be dark blue.
No, today it could be... From the camera. It looks black here on the camera too, but it's dark blue.
And
disclaimer, it's a dark blue.
It looks black to me, but then...
Anyway, so... but here's the thing. You talked about something that continues the point that I wanted to say. It is our gates. The portion I was talking about this week on Friday really is talking about if you go to war on your enemy, and the enemy is your enemies that are at your gates. Now we have four gates to enter our souls. We have our hearing, we have our sight, we have our smell, and we have our smelling. Now tasting, smelling, seeing, and hearing.
Okay,
right?
So like the senses,
the basic. Those senses, right?
Okay.
Our eyes are not only receiving, but they're also emitting energy. They send out energy. Then when there is like jealousy energy, a jealousy energy emits an energy from through our eyes. Also through our words, but through our eyes is an energy. In Judaism, it's called Ayin Hara. It's called the evil inclination or the narrow eye. When somebody is jealous of somebody, it's called narrowed eyes, right? Yeah, that kind of thing. The ear is the same thing. The ears, we're not just listening, we're also emitting frequencies through our ears. If you notice, dogs, many times when they come to lick you, they come to your ear first. They come to your ear, they come to and sniff around your ear.
I thought they sniffed the butt first.
Well, for other dogs.
Okay.
Are you a dog?
I've been called a bitch before.
Oh, well. Let's sniff your butt. Butt sniffing.
No, but I love that, the gates.
So the gates. Love and that. Then okay. we have our smell, right? What do we smell? You know, when there's no good smell. I, for example, smell, I'm very sensitive. If something is off, done. Tasting, what we put in our mouth, what we put in our body. And there is a saying, Nefesh Briya Beguf Bari, Nefesh Briya Beguf Bari, healthy spirit in a healthy body. Our body is healthy when our spirit is healthy. Ailments are coming
right.
all
anything
for the most
that we
part,
put in our body, and that's kind of like the what's happening in our world globally.
Exactly.
Everybody has a different perception and feeling of what they want to put in their body, and so it's we want it to produce unity, but we're dividing.
It is,
and it is our choice what we do.
And our power is together. Our power is to come together. Our power is to recognize we are students of this world, we are residents of the same place, and there is this divide and conquer, this divide and fear, and it's being done through all what is going on, through the coronic era, through the vaccines, through the virus, everything to put us in fear, to put us isolated, and we don't realize that we are the power, and it's not power over somebody, but in this case, it is because it is over negativity, over the inclination of evil. Now, people say, well, so why don't we eradicate evil? Well, we don't want to eradicate evil because evil is giving us the juice and the jolt to be better. You know, without that, there wouldn't be anything to strive to be above, you know? So what we put in our body, what we see, what we smell, what we eat, what we taste, and that, going back to the courage that we talked about last week, do we have the courage to go out and fight our enemies at our gates? The enemies at our gates. The enemy is the evil inclination. The enemy is this negativity, the self-doubt, all these places that come from the mind and protected us for many years.
Yeah, this is why I love the interaction. I love everyone that's participating, but I love that each show builds upon the last show. That's what we're doing with our life. We're building upon our last chapter.
Exactly. Wonderful. Wonderful, he said. That's great. That's great. Yeah.
It's an exchange.
Well, it's Amazon.
See, we go into other languages too, our own language.
Shaka-laka-laka-laka.
I used to make up my own language, didn't you?
I used to all the time. I still do sometimes.
Because my brothers would try to read my diary.
So you have to make your own language.
I made my own language through numbers and different words. Like I made a word Aveva. It means yay. I would make words up all the time.
Oh, that's great.
They thought I was nuts and they still do, but I don't care. I like being
nuts. But you are
crazy.
Nuts.
I am nuts. It's I like
great.
Nuts.
It's great. Nuts is good. Then you break the nuts.
Then you chew them. Watch the shell.
Dun, 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 dun. You know we're done pretty much.
Oh no.
Oh, shish kebab.
Come back.
Come back to us, baby.
Oh, Eric Jensen just said a novel in progress.
A novel.
Lovely.
That's great. That's
beautiful.
Great. Eric, a novel
in
progress.
This is what I love. See, this feeds me. This gives me chills.
Yeah. A novel in progress. Which chapter in the novel?
It's ongoing. It's infinite, right?
Yeah, it is infinite. It is.
It's infinite, but I love the participation. This is why I love connecting with all of you. I love doing the show. I love show, conversation, whatever your language is. You
thank
know,
you.
Thank you, Alon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gina, for
bringing me on.
Of course.
And sharing your show.
It is wonderful.
And your show, conversation, whatever.
Show, conversation. You know, we're having a conversation.
Really appreciate it.
I don't like to say interviews. We're having a conversation.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation.
It really is, because I do learn. The student, I love when I was a teacher for many years, the teacher becomes the student. That's the best part, because we're all students, really.
That's right.
We're always continuing to learn. So thank you.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Thank you for having the courage to show up and to stick throughout the conversation and to be here. So that means that you had to be here for whatever reason that may be appearing now or may appear later. But there is something here for all of us to learn, and I learned from your interaction. And Lou, thank you for calling in, and for everybody who's making comments, Manda Silver, Eric,
Nareen is watching.
No, she's watching. Okay. Hello, Nareen.
I can feel her.
She can feel.
I can feel you.
Thank you very much for being here. This is Abracadabra. Create what you speak. We create through our words. We create through our intentions and through the words. Oh. I'm Ilan Azulay. This is Gina Ann. Thank you guys for being here. I will see you next week.
Okay. Bye.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay.